And today I will do a little repetition of all the things, all the different meditation subjects or objects that we have already tried, and then there will be one new one at the end. So it's the breathing, which is the sort of main anchor, main object for those who that works for. Otherwise, you can use the touch points in the body, where the body touches the surface, some other surface, whether it's the sitting cushion, the chair, or the hands touching, or the lips touching, whatever point that you find easy to be with or to come back with to. And then there's all the other sensations in the body, whatever sensations that are there, either from the movement of the breathing or any other sensation, tingling, vibration, temperature change, pain, whatever there is, you can be aware of that. And I talked also a little bit about Vedanas, to see if things are pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, and what it leads to, liking, disliking, or indifference. And that also leads into emotions, everything that has to do with the mind, thoughts, emotions, ideas, memories, plans, whatever comes up in the mind. Also, of course, stillness, concentration, joy, and all the things, all the mind states that can arise. You can be aware of them, either as a mind object or their manifestation in the body, if you can feel something there. And, of course, the five hindrances, but we'll come to that later. So, one important thing also is the attitude. Talked about that. The relaxed attitude, balanced effort, no expectations about any result or that anything should happen, anything special should happen. And also the continuity also between sittings, that you try to be mindful of walking here and there, touching handles of doors or plates and forks and spoons and teacups, whatever there is. And that's where you also have a lot help by the walking meditation, because then you can use that as soon as you transport your body from one place to another. You can use walking meditation instead of daydreaming. And then the last thing, the fourth foundation of mindfulness that I haven't talked much about, it's called Dhamma. And it is a practice that is a little bit more intellectual in a way, because it's the purpose is to sort of connect the theory of Buddhism or Buddha Dhamma with your own practice. So in this foundation of Dhamma, the Buddha mentions some things, and the five hindrances is one of those things, and then it's the seven factors of enlightenment, but we haven't talked about that. But they are all the pleasant mind states and concentration and calm and equanimity and all those joy. And then there are some other things too, but the ones that you know the best now, I think, are the five hindrances. So that you can just sort of make a mental note out of, aha, it's one of the five hindrances that is visiting my mind right now. This is anger that is passing through the system. And you don't have to call it I, me, or mine. I am angry. No, just anger passing through the mind. And that is recognizing, seeing that what the Buddha said 2,500 years ago about the five hindrances is still true, and you can still experience it for yourself. One of the qualities of the Dhamma that the monks in the chanting, they chant about the qualities of the Buddha and the Dhamma and the Sangha, and one of the qualities of the Dhamma is ehi passiko, which means come and see for yourself if it works. Come and see. And this is what this fourth foundation is about, that you can actually verify your experiences against the teachings. So that is all the four foundations we have been now explained, and so you can practice as much as you are able and want to. And when nothing else is happening, you always have the breath there, or the touch points of the body. Or if you have any other subject that is very easy for you to feel, then you can use that as this the anchor. Some people use sound, but since it's very quiet here, hardly any sound at all, that might be a bit difficult. So, good luck, have fun.